Welcome to Election Coverage 2011. I'm Ernesto Garcia, and I am joined by our analyst for tonight, a former county commissioner and a gentleman who knows a lot about politics, has ran many times himself, and Bill McCanley. Thanks for tuning in.
It's my pleasure. You're really pulling the bottom of the barrel out.
No. You do know a lot about campaigns. You've actually had to go out and raise money.
Yep.
You've actually had to go through nights like these, and we'll get your opinion here in a second, but I do want to tell people a little bit more about the format that we have set up for tonight. In a few moments, we hope to check in with one of our reporters that we know that is standing by. That is Kyle Dobrowski. He is currently at Dolores Connor's event for this evening, as she'll be watching the elections over at the Saratoga Room, and Kyle Dobrowski will check in with him a little bit later. We're also waiting for confirmation that we've got John Paz over at Ken Miyagashima's place for tonight, and we hope that we get hold of him here in a few minutes. We'll also have some analysis as well from Heath Hosseman at nmpolitics.net. He's running a blog for tonight, and I think you're going to be actually interacting with him on that blog.
I have already started interacting with him on the blog.
Got it.
So this is a very multimedia coverage
tonight. Yeah, no, it is. And we do encourage you to keep up with results through Facebook as well at our fan page at ksnm570.am. You can like that page, and we'll get you results as soon as we know what they have. Jack Nixon will have some numbers as well, as he's keeping on track with us. And we'll also be talking with two other people for their commentary on tonight's election, including Keith Welpley, the host of Southwest Senior here on KSNM AM 570, and Bob Jeska, the campaign manager for Dolores Connor. So we have got things set up for tonight. That being said, let's get started. The city election has happened. What best we can tell you right now, it didn't seem like a very strong turnout, and probably a little disappointing to the candidates. Some polling places did have good numbers, but others were seeing a lot of 100s and maybe barely even 100.
Well, and just to get a sense of what this is like for the candidates, as you said, I've been through this rodeo a couple of times, and election day is kind of a really weird feeling. You're nervous. You've put a lot of work into the last sometimes 6 months or a year's efforts into trying to get folks out there and winning. And yet during election day, there's really not much that you can do as a candidate. In fact, my old campaign manager would stick me in front of a school just to shake people's hands. And that doesn't have too much of an effort, but it gets the candidate out of the office and keeps them from being nervous. But when polls close, you basically go to wherever you're going to go and wait it out, and then you're just sitting there. And you're nervous, but you're kind of relaxed at the same time. It is a very strange feeling. Let's talk a little bit about who was in the election today. We had three mayoral candidates, the incumbent mayor, Ken Miyagashima. One of the challengers is a longtime District 2 city councilor, Dolores Connor, and a newcomer, a 25-year-old Michael Huerta, who is a political activist and has worked for many national politicians. At the city council level in District 1, you have Miguel Silva, who is an incumbent who won for the first time in the last election 4 years ago, facing off against Natalie Chadbourne. In District 2, which is an open seat, that is Dolores Connor's seat, she could not run for it again because she is running for mayor. You have three candidates, Fred Espinosa, Charlie Schultz, and Greg Smith. And in District 4, you have the incumbent, Nathan Small, once again elected for the first time 4 years ago, facing his challenger, Aaron Henry Diaz. You also had a municipal judge race on the ballot, Melissa Miller-Burns and Frank Chavez, the challenger. As we start analyzing this, and as we're waiting for the numbers to come in, you see a couple of interesting trends.
Welcome back to Election Coverage 2011. I'm Ernesto Garcia in studio here at KSNM AM 570 alongside Bill McCamley, and we are waiting for the official numbers to start coming in the 2011 municipal elections. I know a group of people right now waiting for results, and that's where we'll find our reporter Kyle Dobrowski at right now. He's with the Dolores Connor campaign tonight, and this evening, Kyle, I guess we all have to wait. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, Ernesto, there's a lot of people out here in the Saratoga room waiting. I got here about 7:15, and there were a lot of people here. And you know what? They've continued to trickle in here. In fact, there's so many people here, and tables and chairs have been brought out from the back. The Dolores Connor camp is eagerly awaiting the final poll results.
Well, tell them to turn on the radio. Bill, we got some numbers that have just come in.
Okay, first election results reported by the Las Cruces Sun News have come in. Miyagashima is with 58% of the vote. Sorry, this is actually getting put in pretty hard here. It's hard to keep up with it. 58%. Dolores Connor had somewhere in the 33%, and Huerta with 11%. Now, that's kind of what we were seeing before, and what the trend was showing was that Miyagashima would do well early. Now, the question is, can Connor and Huerta catch up as the things go down?
I believe we have John Paz standing by, right? John Paz is with the Ken Miyagashima campaign at El Tiburon Restaurant. And John, we get our first report from you tonight. How is the mood at the Miyagashima camp this evening?
Everyone is really optimistic, and I see a lot of people just really mingling at this point.
All righty. How is the mayor? Is he around the building, or is he somewhere in the back? What's he been doing?
He's actually been mingling with as many people as I've seen here.
Do you have a question for John there?
No, it's just we have some new results coming in with 7 precincts reporting. So it looks like about a third, a little under a third of the precincts. Miyagishima still continues to show that trend with 56%.
Guys, I hate to interrupt here. Keith, we will get a hold of you again shortly. Southwest Senior is the show. We've got John Paz standing by with Mayor Ken Miyagishima right now. John,
Yes, I'm right here.
Okay, do we have Mayor Ken Miyagishima there? Okay.
We'll get him in a few seconds.
Okay, no problem. We are going to John Pazidelti, but we apologize to Mr. Welpley there. You have a great conversation there, but I've been working to make sure that we got it here. Kyle, we'll see if we can get him shortly, too. So let's go ahead and free up the other line there, Leah, and we'll get Kyle, too, as I believe Connor has already addressed her crowd for tonight. But we're right now waiting to hear from Mayor Ken Miyagishima.
We're still waiting on it.
Okay, we'll stand by here. If Kyle...
Huerta has just conceded, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, I saw that about a few minutes ago. Let's go to Kyle Dobrowski. He's at the Saratoga Room. We are moving very fast here tonight. Kyle, what do you got for us?
Hi, Ernesto. Dolores Connor just addressed the crowd. It was a very emotional time for her. She wanted to thank everybody that was here. She has not conceded the race yet, but she got up on the podium and had addressed the crowd, and she is waiting for the absentee votes to be counted. Apparently, she had her and her team had got the number that she was beaten by about 1,000 votes in that category, and that topped on to what's already, the numbers that are already in, and it would just be too much to overcome. She's going to wait until those absentee ballots get counted before she calls the mayor to concede. She has not officially done that yet, but that's apparently going to happen. It looks very soon.
All righty, Kyle, keep us posted when that or does not happen. We need to go back to John Paz. John, are we ready there, John?
Yes, we've got him.
All right, here we go. We are now speaking with incumbent Mayor Ken Miyagishima, who will still remain mayor. And it's great to hear from you, Ernesto Garcia, Bill McCamley. And Mayor, what do you got to say to the people who voted for you tonight?
Well, I appreciate it very much. Thank you. And it was a great showing, and I appreciate everyone involved in the political process, the electoral process. So.
Ken, I've been waiting to actually ask you this question all night. I mean, both you and Miguel Silva and Nathan Small seem to have won by really, really large numbers. What does this say about setting a precedent for both what you've done in the past? And I'd really like to know, you know, the things that you ran on, which was the downtown, the convention center, impact fees, curbside recycling, all those things have been done. What do you all have plans to accomplish in the next 2 to 4 years with this large mandate that you've gotten for the policies that you've been put in place over the last couple of years?
Well, we need to continue doing what we're doing, and from a financial standpoint, I think that's going to be huge. The second thing is we're going to have to do a little bit of a shift. We need to shift into helping out our nonprofits. You know, right now, our nonprofits are struggling. And nonprofits are really the unsung heroes of our community. You know, they reach out to almost everyone here in the community, and we need to make sure that they're strong and healthy. So that needs to be a big focus, and so I'm working on that. We also need to continue the job creation that we currently have right now, but we also need to focus on our returning veterans as well. So those are going to be two things that we need to work at. But we also need to complete, we haven't completed it yet, but we need to complete our public safety complex, which is the 911 center, the police and command stations as well.
Mayor Ken Miyagishima joining us tonight on election night over at El Timbaron. You know, it was a not as close as it was last time in a race for you, and I'm sure you prefer it that way. In the end, you ran against a pretty opponent that you know very long time, Dolores Connor. You'll probably be hearing from her shortly. What can you say about her campaign and what she did?
Well, first, I just want to thank her for her service to the community these last 8 years. Dolores has been a tremendous asset to the city council and worked hard. She served her constituents well. You know, we hope that she continues to stay involved in the community. As far as the race is concerned, you know, I have to admit, you know, she had a tough, she had to spend a lot of money. I know she outspent me 2-1, but, you know, my name's appeared on the ballot a couple times before, you know, a couple times successfully, a couple times unsuccessfully. And so she had to make up that base.
And that's a really interesting point, Cam. How much do you kind of thank the people that did all the grassroots? I know a lot of people went walking for you, and being outspent 2-1, you kind of have to make that up in different formats. How much do you put towards the grassroots effort, you know, working towards, you know, this big win in this election?
Oh, that was huge. you know, that was a very significant part of the campaign. That plus the residents. You know, I think that I'm glad the residents were able to hear what we had to say and understood that, you know, we had the city's best interest at heart, and that we wanted to make sure that we did the right thing, and that we continue to do the right thing, and that is serve the public with, you know, and uphold their trust, and make sure that we spend their money wisely, which I believe we have.
Well, Mayor, I believe Ms. Connor is trying to get a hold of you, so I want you to be able to take that phone call from her. I know it's very important. You guys we've been working together for 8 years, but if you have one message to listeners tonight in Las Cruces, whether those listening online or those listening on the air, what's the message for the future that you plan to give to the city?
Basically, to right now, the federal government and the state government are having some challenging times. So far, we haven't here at the city, but that's mainly because we stick together. That's the city of Las Cruces. We're family. And we're one huge family, 100,000 residents. We need to just stay focused and help each other out, and we'll get through these tough times.
All right. Mayor, we look forward to seeing you tomorrow here at our Radio of Las Cruces studios. We'll see you about 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, and you'll get a chance to talk more on the air on some of our sister stations. And we look forward to hearing some more plans and how this night has gone for you this evening.
Thanks, Ernesto.
Congratulations, Ken.
Incumbent mayor and now returning mayor, Ken Yagashima. There you go. Winning in tonight's election race. Pretty much called by all most media outlets, and is going to probably win by about, we'll see if it's the magic number 60 or if it's in the higher 50s. But either way, he will be the big winner.